Okay, so Moshe, we left off yesterday with the Rival trying to convince us that the whole institution of Dina de Garmia, Rabbi Meir, was only Din Midrabbana. And that was very, very helpful. It was helpful on multiple levels because it addressed the concern of the Gemara Bava Kama, the Fine Aleph of the days, as to how come the Gemara had to discover America that Rabbi Meir has to hold it. Rabbi Shimon, isn't it obvious that Rabbi Meir accepts Dina de Garmia? So the answer is Dina de Garmia only works with the Rabbana. It was helpful in terms of understanding why the Gemara was hesitant in the end of the sixth parak of Bava Kama to apply the din of a shvua to in a case of a maaser, because the whole din of a shvua sanayka is on the midrabanan, and maaser is only chayav al tira de grami, which is vayta de rabanan, so maybe double de rabanan al tiknu. It was also helpful in deflecting when Moshe repetizes kasha as to how come the Gemara was not willing to darshan the pasuk chamor l'mayit l'mayit teshtar, that there would not be a chiyuv of bor for hezek teshtar, because it is absurd to talk about the hezek of a shtar and a bor if a surface a shtar itself is potter, and even if you hold the Gemara is chayiv, it's only a chiyuv in the rabbanan. So the love of deraisa, there's no such thing as mazik derech to mazik to a shtar. That's by default only during the Gemara at worst. So this yesod of the revolt was very, very helpful. But as we made the observation at the end of the show yesterday, I don't really believe that the revolt would have gone down this route just based on these three Gemaras. I mean, between you and me, the Gemara and the Fine Aleph from Abayis, lo chaser on the terutzim to that Gemara we already saw Yeshua Farshim and Ramban, but first there's a Taizim, there are hamon terutzim to that kasha. You're not going to build the whole world of Dina the Gabi being on the Midrabbana based on that kasha. The Gemara Daf Samach Beis, the end of a kindness. Between me and you, there are G'dayi HaRishayim, such as the Ramban, who believe that Dina the Gabi is their Isa, and Moshe is their Isa. So what did they do with that Gemara? How come it wasn't the Bilsa, the Peshitta, the Chazal, that we should make the Shavua? So no, it's not the end of the world. You can argue that Chazal felt that even though Dina de Gami is a deraisa, it's not quite the same as Hezek V'Yadayim. It's not as blatant, it's not as terrible. And therefore, it's true Dina de Gami is deraisa, but maybe we should, to make this Shavua derabbanan, which is a chiddush gadol. So Chazal were hesitant to make the Shavua derabbanan on a Hezek, it's not a Hezek V'Yadayim, mamash pshutu k'mashmo. So that Gemara is not going to do it, not going to solve the world's problems. Ramayshma Puntaija's Kasha, from Shtar, from Chamor de Bor. I tried to sell you the story from Mordechai Markish, Zeche Tzadok Levracha, yesterday, that every single piece of the puzzle has to connect. I mean, the Gemara says Kasha, so the world's not going to come to an end. So maybe Shtar wasn't a good Kasha, maybe it wasn't a good Kasha, I don't know. Potlay between you and me. And therefore, we're going to build a Zashtikul Taira. We're going to change our Hagadar of Dirin de Gami. We're going to make the Gami only at the Rabbanan to emphasize from Lishas Kasha, from Kepaisa. I mean, come on. I mean, very nice. So, what really, truly prompted the revolt? You know, all of these three Gemaras are almost like the icing on the cake. What do you think really truly prompted the Rivan? What do you think was really bothering the Rivan, his heart and soul, that really truly made him believe that Dina Gami is only Midrabbanan? So the answer is pretty obvious. The answer lies in an age-old dilemma that all the Rishonim have bothered with. Rashi and the Ramban and Tosfos and the Mordechai, every Rishon under the sun has to deal with the following phenomena. And you know, we've been spending most of our time the last 2 days discussing two principles of Geire. We've been learning, remember we started off the shiur by saying that there's the Shorish, Gimel Reish Mem. Remember you were like in third grade? Yisharoshim. Kof Tav Bet. And he katafti, ata kataftu, katafti. You have to identify the Shorish of the word. So what's the Shorish of the word Geire, Magram, Gimel Reish Mem? So the emphasis is that there are three different terms in Dina Momenus that are thrown around that revolve around the Sherish of Gimel Reish Mem. One of them is Dina de Garmi, One is Devar Gerem L'Mamad, and there's a third. You know what the third is? It also has the same Sherish or Gimur Reish Mem. What is that? Gerama. And the Gemara makes a statement about Baba Basra in the second park. Is Yeshiva learning Baba Basra? Actually, anybody know? Was that the Maskana?
Baba Basra next year. Baba
it is?
Basra next year.
It was agreed upon. Mr. Walter, how do you have that?
That's what Rabbi Penner told me.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good. Okay, I had rumors that Baba Basra. Well, we have a lot to talk about later in the year, but we're learning. Okay, come on, this is exciting. Okay, a whole new world, Baba Basra. So, comes to Gemara in the second part of Baba Basra. It tells us the following story. See, classic in Baba Basra is you have these like very, very strange cases. And part of the reason why we have sometimes trouble learning Sugis of Baba Basra is that the cases are so foreign to us. We can't even like wrap our hands around the cases. We forget what the locus is behind the cases. So you have to really get to the heart and soul, right? Like Mr. Alto, like Abdul, when you study previous cases. So most of the cases, the precedents back from the 1790s are not so relevant. I don't really know, all the ins and outs and intricacies of what was going on in 1790, post-Revolutionary War America.
But the rule is, if there's only one case on point and it's very old, if it's for you, you say it is ancient law that, and if it's against you, you say no modern case has ever held that.
There you have it. Okay, so we don't take that cheap way out of it. We learn Baba Basra even we don't understand the cases. So we have to extract up because we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hayah Hevi V'Yeh, so ancient and modern is all the same. There is no time element. We learn Torah. There's no Amal Min HaZman. So there's a Sugi Baba Basra that probably doesn't speak to us practically, but the Yisoy behind that Sugya is so critical that's going to impact everything we're talking about. The Gemara is talking about ladders, about shovachs. Shovachs are like a dovecots. Anyone know what that is? I have no idea. If I saw one, I wouldn't know what it is, but that's the English translation. I think it's a place that you keep your doves. So the doves are hanging out there. And weasels, chuldas. So we got ladders, weasels, and chuldas. Anyone know what the case is? So the Mishnah says in Baba Basra in the second parak, "La'yamid adam sulamai etzel shevcho shechaveiro." Let's say we're sharing a backyard. My backyard, your backyard. There's a wall between us, and I want to put up my ladder on my backyard. I have some work to do. I'm trying to fix something in my backyard. I want to chop down part of my tree. I want to put up my ladder. What's the problem? Why can't I do anything in my backyard? Not so simple. Because if you have in your backyard, you have your doves there. If I'm going to put my ladder up there, that may cause a hezek to your doves. How's that going to cause a hezek? What's my ladder going to hurt your doves? Because the weasels that are running around my backyard, I don't know if weasels what do we got in the backyard there? 36. We got possums, we got groundhogs. Somebody told me they saw a fox there the other day. We got a whole Bronx zoo in the back there. So if I'm going to put up my ladder in my backyard, so it's very possible that a weasel is going to climb up the jump from the ladder and make a dash for your doves. It's going to be mazik your doves. So that's my problem. I'm not allowed to do that. So the says, why not? Well, why can't I do that? I'm not taking a hammer and killing your doves. I'm not throwing a rock at your doves. I'm putting up my ladder that a weasel is going to climb up and jump to your doves. Azma. So Gemara says, Yitaka, right, that if I do that, I cannot be held responsible for nezek. If a weasel climbs up the ladder and eats away at your doves, it's not really my problem. It's not my weasel, so it's not nezek even mining. You can't be mechayev. But just because you can't be mechayev, you can't be mamon nezek to Gemara. Zay se meres, anyone know the famous phrase? Zay se meres, groma v'nezikin asar. I'm not allowed to be geyer, I'm nezek to you. It's still be the groma lo nafka. So it's an iser to be mazik. This is one of the famous rayas that Mishnah brings. That in addition to the dinim of paying for damage, there's an issa to be mazik. I'm not allowed to take the attitude and say, I'm going to smash my car back into yours, and I'll send you a check, I'll pay you for it. You don't do that. There's an issa l'hazik. But the mokah for this l'hazik, yes, there's different opinions in the Mishnah, where it comes from. But the ma'isa, Tosh, the Gemara says, an issa l'hazik. So the Gemara says that you can have an issa l'hazik even in a situation where there's no chiyuv mamonos. Why is it no chiyuv mamonos? Because it's too far removed, it's too indirect, it's garama. And you're not going to have to pay for grama. Maka nefesh behem yishomena. If you do a derech hakoi, do a derech maisi yichayv. If you do a derech grama, setting up a ladder that a weasel jumps in and eats a dove, this is nishkein mazik v'yadayim. But afa pichin, it's still awesome. So come all the Bishayim and say, why aren't they going to have to pay? Why isn't that dina d'grami? What is the difference between burning a shtar, which is going to end up costing you $1,000 because you know no one will have the document to collect your chayv, and that dina d'grami pasuk is chayv, Ferish Gemara at the end of the ninth paragraph of a Kamui pasuk from there, don dina d'grami. Manish dana don dina d'grami from Grom Benizik and Potter. That's the kash that every Rishon under the sun is born with. So Rashi has perhaps the most startling statement to say. These are still Rashi's in the second paragraph. Rashi doesn't switch to become Hashbam until the beginning of the third paragraph. So, because depending on what paragraph we decide to learn next year, we'll need to be learning a lot of Rashi, there are a lot of Hashbams. Nafkamina is the size of the page. Rashi's are much shorter than the Rashbams. That's why if you look at Baba Basra for the first 29 blocks, the Gemara looks normal. After Tav Chav Tes, we can't figure out what's going on. You have lines this big, three lines of the Gemara, and you have these 4,000 lines of the Rashbams. So it's great for Daf Yomi, provided that you don't read the Rashbams. If you're saying the Daf Yomi without reading the Rashbams, the Shia is over in 10 minutes. If you try to read the Rashbams, then it takes a week and a half to learn every single Daf. So in the pre-Rashbam days, back in Rashi, in the second parak, so Rashi writes that, in Ochinami, the question is better than the answer. There is no difference between Grom and Grami. And when the Gemara says Grom and Ezekiel Potter, that means non-Rabbi Meir people. That means the Rabban and the Rabbi Meir. But if you hold like Rabbi Meir, Yechai for Grami, Yechai for Grom, it's all the same. There's absolutely no difference, Kiyuzes, says Rashi, between burning a shtar that's causing the ultimate loss down the line of not being able to collect the chayiv, and putting up a ladder that's causing the weasel to jump and eat the dove. Alpi Aloch is the same case. So most of the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim, and probably most of the Rishonim, did not buy into Rashi, and thought, no, they're not the same thing. If they're the same thing, how come one ends with Aleph, one ends with Yud? How come one's called Grum, one's called Gami? They're not the same thing. They're clearly not the same thing. So working with the assumption that they're not the same thing, the Rishonim go to town to try to fix it. So what's the difference? So I don't want to ruin it for Masa for next year, just in case we end up learning part of the Sugis next year. So Taisa says one pshat, and Nacha pshat, and the Rashi's a pshat, and the Ramban is every Rishon under the sun, if you don't accept the Rashi's theory that they're the same, has to try to construct some kind of a difference. And the Chilukim can get very, very lumpish. This is more Bari Hezek, this is Nishbari Hezek, this is Mamanisha Hezek, this is Goofy. You got to work together to construct a scenario, some kind of a logical difference between the two scenarios. And if you really believe that Dina D'Grami is Chayim Midaraisa, then you have to really, really work hard. I mean, when you want to come up with Chilukim Midaraisa, you got to turn the world upside down to explain why Min HaTorah Das is Maka Nevesh Mimim Shemana, and Das is Nisht Maka Nevesh Mimim Shemana. So comes Tosfos at the end of working so hard to explain this Chilukim, quotes the Riva and says, you know what? Don't waste your time trying to find Chilukim. Conceptually, there are no Chilukim. Rashi's right. It's the same thing. This is Gimareish Mem, and this is Gimareish Mem. This is Grum, this is Grum. This is Gimareish Mem. They're all the same thing. But unlike Rashi, who said that in Hochinami, according to Rabbi Meir, you'll be chayiv in the case of the weasel, the Riva said, no, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Potter Valasar. So what's the difference? Says the Riva, conceptually, when I tell you there's no difference. They're both not called Mazik V'Yadayim. Garmi is a Knas V'Dirabonim. Heim Omer V'Heim Omer. Heim Konsum V'Heim Konsum. Chazal made the Knas when they felt it was necessary, and they didn't make the Knas when they felt it was unnecessary. When did they feel it was necessary? So Tosfos suggests that if it's a shchicha hazek, if it's a common kind of a thing that people tend to do, and hopefully it's not too common, we hope people are not destroying people's property too often, but if it's within the realm of normalcy, then Chazal made the takana to pay for it. If it's such a crazy thing, so therefore the Riva says that Sarish Teres Shechadero, that's within the realm of normal. I really want to get back to you. I can't stand you. I'm so angry at you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my ladder up against your wall, and I'm going to say to him that the weasel should come and jump up and eat your dove. That's real vicious. How often do you think since Maisa Bereishis that happened? Maybe once. Just because the Mishnah had to say it, so somebody probably tried it one time. It's not so common. Sarish Teresh HaKhaveros. Every other day people Sarish Teresh HaKhaveros. That's the normal way of being Mazik people. That's okay. That's normal. And therefore, Zok the Riva, Milsen Shlicha Khansu, Milsen Shlicha Khansu. That was the Gemara that was really bothering the Riva. Mephilius 90. It's that distinction between Grama and Garmi, because the Riva could not believe that Rashi was right, that they're really all the same, and therefore you're talking Chayev according to Ramir and both. It can't be. The Gemara doesn't say that. to believe the Ramban's Chinukim and the other days in Taisus and the Rosh's Chinukim, that there's some fine, nuanced Chiluk on a level of the Araisa, also Laitach. It must be, whenever you find an area of Halacha where the nuances are so impossible to define, when the Chinukim are so impossible to put any real, ultimate distinction to, that's a cold phrase that it's all the Rabban. That's a dead giveaway, Zok the Riva, that we're dealing with there. The Rabbanans are much looser in nature. The Rabbanans, this is Chayav, this is Potter, this is Asa, this is Mutter. The Rabbanans are very easy to explain in life. But Rebbe Chazal felt, Lefitzer Chashor, they were Misaki. When you're dealing with Chinuch and a level of the Araisa, you have to really work much harder. Who knows? This can be a Moshul Vadavadayim in an entirely different area of Allah. You cannot get further area of Allah than this. Where this same idea expresses itself, that when you're dealing with the Araisas and you want to come up with these arbitrary chalukim, you're heading into a brick wall. When you have arbitrary chalukim, that's usually a dead giveaway that only the Rabbanan. Anyone know? It's a trivia question. It's the same type of thing. Hukas Chol HaMoed. Hukas Chol HaMoed, you read the Gemara's in my cut, and you can't figure out for the life of you when things are also and things are mutter. It doesn't make any sense. Minyas Rebbe Chazal said, "Davar Avin is Mutter. Tzarcha Rabbin is also is Mutter. Tzarcha Yachin is Mutter. Head by head is Mutter. My seven. Every other line is says to each other. Doesn't make any sense. The Klal and Mamash don't make any sense. The Chilukim are so fine that we have no idea what the rule is. We have no idea what sense they make. So came along Rebbe Natam and threw his hands up in the air. You know what he did? Rebbe Natam said, "Bitoich Ribei HaChilukim." Because there are so many arbitrary distinctions, there's a dead giveaway. This can't be deraisa. The Yisra Malach and Chalavoyitzik of the time cannot possibly be deraisa, because on a level of deraisa in the world of Meshavim, you don't have these fine line distinctions. Either us or Mutter finished. That's exactly what the Rival. Rival was generations later. Rival was it was the Talmud Muvok of the Ri. The Ri was the nephew of one of the Talmud Muvok of Rebbe Natan. So you're talking about two generations later. So the Rival is echoing in Hilchas Groma and Garmi what the Elta Rebbe, the Rebbe Natan, what Gezocht 100 years earlier in Hilchas Cholamay. You can't split hairs like this when you're dealing with Dinam Deraisa. If Chazal is splitting hairs, Zeman Fendor, the whole thing is Deraisa. And the Rashbam, back in the days of Rebbe Natan, the older brother of Rebbe Natan, said the Rashbam, no, it's a din deraisa. Menachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa. Said the Rashbam, the end of Pesachim. There are chilukim, so we'll explain why. We're going to work really, really hard to explain to you why there are chilukim. So that's what the other Rishonim said. The other Rishonim were not phased by this, the Ramban, the Rosh. Other Rishonim weren't phased by the chilukim between Din Degami and Grama. They were willing to explain and go out on a limb to explain the chilukim even on a level of their eyes. So there's almost like a different mindset here in Rishonim. What do you do with these areas of Allah that have these strange distinctions? Is that a dead giveaway that we're in the realm of their abundance? Or can we even explain these things away, even somehow in the world of their eyes? But getting back to Din Degami, getting back to Dava Gramavam, getting back to Grama. So this is all part of the theory of the revolve yesterday, and that was the third answer in Taisus on the Vayin Aleph, and that explains away why the Gemara had to discover America that Remeis feel like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is not a deraisa. Remeis is a deramon, Rabbi Shimon is a deraisa. So we're good to go. We're good, guys. Baruch Hashem, we're good. Everyone's happy. We're relieved. We understand Pshat the Gemara in the Vayin Aleph from Avakama. We're gavald. We're good to go. Remeis, let's come back to Pesach. So the Gemara told us in Pesachim, the Dara Gram Lamaman of Rabbi Shimon, not Gami of Rabbi, but Dara Gram Lamaman of Rabbi Shimon, is critical in understanding this din in Hilchas Chometz. We're learning Parshas Bo. This week's Parshas Chometz, right? Learn Parshas Bo. I am hoping that everybody, when they get the Kriyas Torah, the Shabbos, is like jumping off the ceiling here. When the Valkyrie gets to, you should really stop to stop. To tell them to stop and just contemplate and just think. Do you understand? Verstehst? What mean Tashbisu? You should stop. Mama, stop dealing right then and there and getting your shit chloe. Give me a Rashi, give me a Taisus, give me a Ramban, give me a Rambam, give me a Bafochatzes, Nochatzes, Bior, Ibrahim, Choser, Mechatzes, Reb Chaim, Shevatas, Kumbias, Gav, Chefzoach. You see the Chokhmah, the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom could say one word, Tashbisu. And it's taking us 6 months, and we still haven't finished yet. We barely scratched the surface of Pesachim. We're only on that Vav. We've been focusing most of the year on the word Tashbisu. Look at the chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put into one word. It says in the Zohar that istaka b'raisa b'pori alma, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. It means there are parallels in the physical world, the natural world around us, and the chokhmah HaSatvera. So that notion that it could be a chokhmah of Hashem Yisbarach in one nuance, one word, one mashi, one tipa min hayam, could be worlds and worlds of chokhmah. So that exists. We could see that mamish b'inayim, literally be blind not to see it. In Adam Hazeh, all of the chokhmah, the chokhmah of Maisa Bereishis, Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a zah chokhmah into the nuances and nuances, the smallest of the smallest. The whole world revolves around a tiny of the tinies. What do they call it? A spike protein? I said, you look at a little dosage of vaccine. The whole thing is this big. Inside is somewhere, somehow, I don't understand it. I hope it's a vaccine. I hope it's not sugar water. But in it, it's a vaccine. So it's the real McCoy. Inside, there's a letter. There's an aerogram. There's a message that every single cell of your body should start to produce what? What's meant? To be, come on, pre-med guys, give me a hand. What is it called? A spike protein. Can someone tell me the size of the spike protein? Smaller than the word Tashbisu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's all of my separations. Pfizer and Moderna didn't invent it. They just discovered what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria 6,000 years before. It's tiny. Teeny, 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 tiny. You can't even see it. That's the Chochmas Hashem Yisbarach. Rabbi Akiva had the ability to see in the Tagim, in the Tagim of the Torah, not even the words of the Torah. Til Mishalachas. Rabbi Akiva could say Sheklali for 20 years on a Tag in the Sefer Torah. We don't even have that koyach anymore. Nobody has that koyach anymore today. That's long lost. So the best we can do is we can say Sheklos for 20 shurim on one word of the Torah. Halavai, we can do that. So when you get to that word Tashbisu, stop for a minute. Don't stop the Bakari, unless you pronounce it wrong. But just stop and think for a moment. Godless Atera. And when you're finished with that, when the Bakari keeps on going a few more liyas, and you get to the words, Lo Yerol L'cha Chometz. Wow, when you get to that word L'cha, oh man, you gotta like start stomping your feet. L'cha. You know what L'cha means? L'cha, 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 Shemam L'cha. You know what L'cha means? That's what I think of when I get to that song at the Seder. I get to L'cha, 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 I think of Bayerah. So L'cha, Shalchoy et Araya. And what about if it's double government of the Mama? Does a Shali or does the Shali? Oh, it depends who's answering the question. So Rabbi Shimon sitting in the cave and came up with one idea. The other, Hail Chacham, came up with a different idea. Double government of the Mama. It's a whole world, all in the world, little world, two words, two letters of L'cha. So basically we're learning that word L'cha now. We're learning by Rabbi Matzah, L'cha, and the starting point is, you're not a Rabbi Matzah if it's not your Chometz. With the one exception, the one accepting being, Chometz Shekib Levech Rayos, and that's Lo Yimotzei, with the Josh of the Hamid Bey, it's Lo Yimotzei. So the Gemara said that the necessity, at least the first Lashon, but the necessity of that Josh to be Mechayiv for by Rabbi Matzah and Chometz Shekib Levech Rayos is only if you believe in the Rabbanim. If you're approaching Bava Kama, is following the Rabbanan's understanding. The Kachem Shechai Bechav Yusan is potter from Kefa, potter from Dal Behei, because Doragam Mam is Nishkin Mamandam, is not like Mammon. So then I understand the necessity for the Torah to teach me, people of Achrayas is Chayiv. But if you really truly believe, like Rabbi Shimon and Baba Kama, if you really believe that Kachem Shechai Bechav Yusan is Chayiv and Kefa, Dal Behei, then there is no need for Lachom. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara revamps that a little bit at the top of Avam Ralph, and in the Hamad Beis, the Gemara says, Bishlama, right? The Rabbi Shimon, Hanadoiver. El Rabbana Meik Lemei, but the Gemara says, no, Shani Hacha, the Hashmin and Kra, you know, Kabbal Sechras, Exerce Kras. So it's clear from the Gemara, in the bottom of Hamad Beis, the Hilgam and Reim, analyzing the need or lack thereof for the Pasuk. The Rabbas, Chobash Kibla Bechrai, is going to be Shimon, Dovah Gerim, the Mamma does the trick. So it is clear as day from this Gemara that what Rabbi Shimon said back in Baba Kama about Kachem Shechai Bechus, the only statement we know of Rabbi Shimon with certainty that he said The davar gadol mamon is kamamad is the Mishnah Bavakam. Everything is hinged on that Mishnah. So you can't learn Pesach and Levay if you don't learn Merubah. So the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Aimeh, Kosher Chai Bechavis and Chayav, Zetman from Dov, Dov, Gerom, Ramos, Kamom and Dami, and the Gemara plugs it into Pesach and Levay. So one cannot learn Pesach and Levay and Beis without knowing Bava Kam, Defai, and Aleph, and without knowing the beginning of Frek HaMafkid either. Because now, there's a Sugin HaMafkid that's going to turn the tables and everything. That's going to create a huge, huge problem. It's going to create the next challenge of part of our Sugin. Everyone figured out the next bomb kasha? Everyone figured out? Let's see, we'll walk into it. Famous Mishnah, beginning of Perkei Mafkid. Anyone here who either went to SAR to Noam, must have learned this in 8th grade, right? We'll raise our hands, okay? So that's the curriculum. So in Perkei Mafkid, a Mafkid, Chaver Behem HaKelem, Nignum Shavdu. So I give you an item to watch, and then the Shema turns around to the Mafkid and says it was stolen. Now, saying it was stolen may either make him pay or make him swear, depending whether he's a Shem Mechid or a Shem Mesochid. But he decides to pay, either because it's his Shem Mesochid and he has to, he has no choice, or he's a Shem Mechid, he wants to be a nice guy. He decides to pay. But it's also he pays. So the Mafkid is very happy. The Mafkid got reimbursed his $10,000. The Shem is a little bit annoyed, but what can he do? And then, a week later, what happens? Baruch Hu, what happens? Who gets caught? Give me a good animal steal. Give me a good guy, you know. Who were the guys back in the 1800s? Billy the Kid, those guys, no. These guys used to go in when they went, what used to be called? They used to take the animals out on the, what was it called? They would take all the animals, like 1,000 animals out on the range, you know, out on the, these guys would steal the animals during the, what was it called? No one knows what I'm talking about.
Rustlers,
that's right. There must have been a rustling case you studied in law school, so that's right. The rustlers, that's right. So here you got all these cowboys, they got all these animals out on the, you know, walking through on the way down to Texas. And some guy comes and steals the animal. And the shomer is so upset about it. And he ends up paying back the mafkid, either voluntarily or he's lost it, depending on the shomer chilmish v'socha. And then here comes the good news. The kid gets caught. And here's the really good news. What are the really good news? Not only did he get caught, what did he do? He got caught. He got caught being tevech u'meicher. So we just upped the ante a little bit. So he's in big trouble, and he ends up paying dal behei. And now, where does that dal behei go to? Whose bank account does that go to? So if you would have asked me, I would have said it goes to the owner of the animal, Guru Beisish. So who owned the animal? The original mafkid. So he should get his kefil. He should get his dal behei. He has to pay back, obviously, the carry back to the shomer. Obviously, that's for sure. But if you would ask me what the din should be, is that the original owner of the animal, still his animal, never belonged to the shomer. So the mafkid should get the dal behei. He's the Guna Beisayish. So the first Mishnah in the mafkid says that's not the case. That's not the din. That as long as the shomer paid, once the ganav gets caught, Nimtza Ganav, Mishalim Kefil, Tavach HaMoch, Mishalim Dal Behel, Lebi Mishalim, Lemisha Pekodin Etzloi, that he pays the Shomer. The Shomer was kind of the rights to this Kefil. At Kan Tevi Mishnah. So the Gemara is startled with this Allah. It doesn't make any sense. Based on what? Based on what chus did the Shomer have? So what are they telling you a story that the Shomer was kind of the Kefil? Is that what it means? By paying the Bailam, he was clean of the kefil. What's the problem with that? What's the kefir of Isai? So Dovah Shalom Aleyayim. So what do you claim the kefil doesn't exist yet? So Dovah Shalom Aleyayim. So the Gemara goes, unbelievable, acute as the Gemara explains. So it really happens like this. That when I first gave you the animal to watch, there was an unwritten agreement, unwritten, unsaid, and unless you learn to mafke, you probably even know about it, that if and when the animal will get stolen, I'm hereby makne you, the behemoth, the inyan hakefel, either from as of now, or from sha'acha samach l'gnei vasoi. And the Gemara iron-tuned some of the differences between that, so two shayin, so the beginning of mafke. But the Gemara comes up with this razzle-dazzle suggestion, the only way to explain away how the sacrifice of kefil happened. It doesn't really, you can't be marked the kefil, it's no shabbat. All you can do is you can be marked the behema legami the kefil. But you have to formulate that nechira before the animal was stolen, because once the animal was stolen, I can't sell, it was already stolen. So the Gemara works really, really hard to figure that out. Baruch Hashem, the Gemara succeeds. Nu Rabbi Sa'ai, kum tishit mekubetzes, in that sugya, Rabbi Sa'ai, what marmachon we have to? Number 14, and here's the kasha from the Ravid. V'ash the kasha li frikti Ravid. Rabbi Shimon, the Yomadav Agam, the Mamakim, Mamakim, Kevin the Shayim Bechai Bechayuso, L'chash V'kibayim. Says the Ravid Aronstein, the Gemara is working really, really hard to try to get to understand this Mishnah. Why don't the Gemara just simply say, this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and call it a day? Why don't the Gemara just say, okay, you're right, when you have a Mishnah that's not comprehensible, you don't have to explain the Mishnah according to everybody. There are Stam Mishnayos that are sometimes only following certain Shitas. So says the Ravid, rather than bend over backwards with acrobats, the acrobatic tricks to try to figure out an answer for this Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara just say, how many Rabbi Shimon eat? Rabbi Shimon owns Davar Gerim Mamon, it's Kamamdom. So this animal is a Davar Gerim Mamon one, because even though the Shomer doesn't really own it in Chayshim Mishpat, but he has a vested interest in it, because if this animal disappears, what's it going to cost him? A pretty penny. He's going to have to reimburse the mafkish for it. So why didn't the Gemara say that a charayas of the Shomer, thus is a Davar Gerim Mamon? And since the Vagal Rom is Kamaman Dami, the Shomer is the Bailam of this animal, and the Melo, he's the good Rebbe Sishi, he's the one who's Echad the Kefil. So why is it about to come up with this kunst that there was a Knas a Kefil, which we can't even figure out how it even worked? Typically, much simpler, he is the Bailam, the Vagal Rom, Kamaman Dami, at least according to Bishin. That is the Kasha, famous Kasha from Ravid. Well, what is the Ravid answer? Says the Ravid. The Ravid says we have only one case recorded in the Mishnah in Tanoia where Rabbi Shimon expresses his view of Davar Gerim Mamon. What was the case? Zok the Ravid, Kachem Shachai Bechayusam is not the halacha equivalent of a Shomer. What's the difference? Very big difference. A guy takes a net, he's going to bring a korban. And now the animal, he sets aside an animal, the animal dies. Does he have to pay? He has to bring another korban? Yeah. What if the animal gets stolen? Does he have to bring another korban? Yeah. What if the animal gets hit by a bolt of lightning? Does he have to pay another one? Yeah. What if the animal gets swept away by a tsunami? Does he have to pay another one? Yeah. Says the Ravid. Kabbalah Zacharias of Kotchim knows no limitations and no bounds. It covers every single case in the book. Thus is the Davar Gerim Mamon. You wonder what Davar Gerim Mamon means? Davar Gerim Mamon means that the absence of this animal, the absence of this chafza, is going to cost you. And I don't care, there is no excuses. It is going to cost you. When it comes time for the gizbar knocks on your door and asks you for the carbon, you can tell whatever Buddha might see you want. I'll tell him that the animal's not here because it was taken by a tsunami. Du bist chayiv. You signed in the dotted line. You took a net of the bigger carbon. I don't want any excuses, says the gizbar. You chayiv to pay. It's not always chayiv. Sometimes chayiv. Is a shaylechin and b'sayin shachar masach. Is a shayl as a sayin. We'll learn a little parshat mishpatim, a little perkashal together, a little bar mitzvah together. We'll figure out sometimes yes, sometimes no. Says the Rabbi, this is nishkin. This is nishkin davar gerim lamamen. There's a sheer bedover. In order to reach the barometer of davar gerim lamamen, it has to be as the lashon Rabbit is. Achrayis b'chol anpei mechayiv olam. Whenever there's something lacking, this is nishkin davar gerim lamamen. Famous Rabbit. Moving should be commanded to start back up on the scene. No, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the kasha? No, what's the kasha? It's the right hand. Nobody sees the kasha against the right? I'm sharing a sugya in the mafki just to remind myself of 8th grade. What's kasha? Yeah, what's chametz? What is chametz? Yachi Yikal Pikdain Nisman and Achri, it's all about Pikadim. Isn't that a shayla? It's like a shayla. The rabbi just got finished telling you, Dover Gram, the moment doesn't apply to a shayla. It only applies to Achrayas, like Kadshu. Doesn't apply to a shayla. The Mechil is called the Hilig, a Hilig Arayvid. The rabbi writes that Ruach HaKadosh was present in his Beis Medrash. The rabbi writes, Mamash, that the Rabbi Shalom's COVID was Mamash, he could feel it in his Beis Medrash. He writes that in a few places. But Bukhari is against the Beferish of Gemara. Gemara says, the Gemara in Psochem Daf Hamad Beis applies Davar Gemara Mami to Shaymer. How could the rabbi tell you a story? It doesn't apply to Shaymer. Who thought of this question? Who here read Psochem Daf Hamad Beis? No hands up. Who here read the Ra'ivin and Bav Metzia? Who here realized that the Ra'ivin is against the Beferish of Gemara? Baruch Hashem, at least I'm accomplishing something. That's why I'm here for today's year. So I'm alerting you to this major, major problem. Okay, now that we've alerted ourselves to the problem, anyone have a suggestion? Oh, okay, let's think. Okay, let's start to act together. Very good, very good. Okay, we're on the right path. So you know what they thought about this kasha? This was a hot topic in Slobodka. The Divi Yechezkel was a Magid Shir in Slobodka right before the war. And the Divi Yechezkel raised this question to his sefer. And this is what he taught his bochum. This is what they spoke about in Slobodka. So the Divi Yechezkel suggested three biurim to answer this question. One is, I would say, the simplest, but the most controversial. And then the other two fascinating ones. So we'll give the easiest one we suggested. That maybe, in Ochinami, this shomer that we're talking about is a type of a shomer who meets the barometer of completed Tol Achrayus. He's chayv on anything and everything that happens. What kind of a shomer would that be? Only one of the four shomerim would even be in the ballpark of being such a shomer. Who's that? It's like a shoel. Someone who's even chayiv on what? An onsim. Says the Yechezkel, going back to last half of the Zman, we had a three-way machlekes of Rishonim. How much achrayus do you need in order to meet the mark of being chayiv and by Ravei Motzei? Who remembers? Three shittas. There was some Rishonim who said that even the smallest amount of achrayus is sufficient. There was some Rishon who said you need at least a darga of what? Who remembers? Of Shomer Sochor. And then there was one day, who remembers that shita? It wasn't the Bahag, it was the opposite. The Bahag was the first one. Who says that you need the highest, highest darga, the most of them? Only that's called Kabbalah Achrayus. Who's that? Toys the Bamatsiyah da Pebeis, but that's Rashi. Remember the Sugya Bachov Kanamashkan, right? We spent a lot of time on this a few weeks ago. So there is one lone sheet in Rishonim that maintains that the degree of Kabbalah Zechariah that's necessary is the highest. And that's what Agamar is talking about. Agamar is not talking about Shemachim and Shemasachar, because quite frankly, Shemachim and Shemasachar would not be over by Ravei Motzei. So according to that one lone sheet in Rashi and Tosfos and tucked away in the end of the sixth pack of Bavitziya, that the Sugyan in Psachim Bavay is talking about the highest degree of Ainsin in Ochinami. The highest degree of Achrayus, there's no exception. Even hit by a tsunami in Bichayv, there is no exception, there is no excuse. Baruch Hashem can be the sigh of relief. So we meet the criteria of Davar Gerum Lamamon, even within the high, high standards that the Ravid set up for us. So that's the simplest answer. You don't have to give any fancy schmancy hagdaras, but it's the most controversial because it's pinning an entire Gemara, it's sticking a Ravid into a camp of a Rishon that he probably doesn't belong. It's unlikely that the Ravid really held that way, truthfully, because the Rambam definitely didn't hold that way. The Rambam definitely held that the Shia of Achrayus is like a Shomer Socha. The Rambam says that beferish. And the Rambam is not masik on that Rambam. The Rambam is masik on other parts of the Rambam, the Akorcho, the Rotzo, etc., but not that part of the Rambam. So it's unlikely, again, assuming this is the same Ravid, most likely it is. There were three different Ravids, but this is most probably the same one. And therefore, it's kind of hard to accept that approach of the Yecheska. I mean, it's interesting, and it would be an easy, I think you understand what I mean. It's a simple answer, but it's very controversial because it's really sticking the rabbit into a corner that we don't necessarily want to commit him to. So can we come up with something else? Can we come up with something different? So the Yecheska tries, take two. Says the Yecheska, what's pshat in the svara of the Raivim? Usually, if you want to understand the shita, when it does or doesn't apply, you have to understand the svara behind it. So what is the rationale behind it? Why should this be almost like arbitrary? If you chayv in every case, oh, then do Mr. Dabergar in the moment. If not, not. Says the Yecheska, Dabergar in the moment, ke moment domi, is a very, very strange concept. Because what it's doing is, it's turning a non-owner into the owner, which is a very, very strange idea. Someone who, according to the basic rules of Chosh Mishpat, it's not yours. You didn't buy it. You weren't Yerisha. No one gave it to you as a matar. It's really not yours. It's really moment hektish. It belongs to somebody else. But because the shtibu tired, the moment, the whole chagadja, all of a sudden the halach declares that it's yours. It's very, very difficult to do that. To take something that doesn't belong to you to make it yours, but it's significantly more difficult to do that if the item belongs to somebody else. It's very hard to have two owners on one object, unless it's shutfin. But if this gemara is mine, it ain't yours. So davar gam in the moment is a really, really bizarre concept, because not only is it saying what's not really Reuven's is Reuven's, it's taking something that belongs to Shimon and saying, what we thought was Shimon's, that was really, by the way, really Reuven's. So that's a very, very big stretch. But as I stated, that's what Rav Shimon did. Rav Shimon took something which was really moment hektish. If you have to put the registration on this animal, you have to put the title of this animal. The animal belongs to the base of Mikdash. It belongs to the Gizbah. The Gizbah is representing the Mikdash. It belongs to moment hektish. No, Zot Rav Shimon, Dabagam the moment, Ke moment domi, that's going to take it away from moment hektish. How do you do that? How do you take it away from moment hektish? So Rabbi Shimon, and the rightly qualified Rabbi Shimon, says, the only way to pull such a stunt and to say that Dabar Gerem Mamama not only can declare it to be yours when it's not, but it can declare it to be yours when it's somebody else's, you have to be the only vested interest in this item. You have to be the only one responsible, the only one answerable for this item. If there's anybody else who has a shaykhus to this animal, anyone else who also cares about this animal, anyone else who also has something to lose from this animal, if there's anybody else around who has some kind of an interest in this animal, it's very, very hard to do that. And that's where the rabbi put the brakes in the mission. It said, to apply Dabragam the Mamkin Mamandami for a shaymer, he's not totally responsible for the animal. He's not the only vested interest in this animal. Who else has a vested interest in this animal, by saying? Who else cares about this animal? Who else wants this animal to be safe? Who else? The real Bailam, the Mafkin, the guy who really has got his name on the animal. So you want to invoke Dabragam the Mamon to cross out ownership, to cross out the title of the Mafkin, and fill in the name of the Shomer. So the rabbi says you can only do that if the Shomer is the only one relevant to the Achrayas of this animal. The minute that you have other people who it becomes relevant to, the Shomer's, it's important to him, it's important to the buyer. How can the fact that I have 80% interest, you have 20%, but you're the real owner? So an 80% interest is not going to cancel, it's not going to revoke real buyers. 100% interest will, but 80% won't. Zakhtav Yecheskel, the medavar memurim that you require a darga of achrayas, a darga of interest, 100% in exclusion of all others, that's when there are others around. But when the shayla is not relevant to anybody else, there is no other party, which is simply being done, klape me. Am I a bailam in this or not? There's nobody else vying for interest in this animal. So we're only paskining vis-a-vis one person. So then davar gam the moment, come on and tell me. Even a little bit of gerim is called a gerim. Even if I don't have 100%, I have 60%, I have 80%, I didn't get 100%, I got a 70%, it's also something. It was not, but this didn't get a 70, but you say you didn't get 100 with extra credit, but you got a 70. The only time that the Ravid needed full, complete participation, full 100% bailus, is only when the goal is to be mafkia other bailus. But if there is no other bailus to speak of, so then even a mitzvah never going to be is called kibbutz. So actually, to be very mistab, a very, very compelling svar. No, how does this answer our question? Rabbi say, there's a goy and there's a Jew and there's a piece of chametz. Does anybody care who really owns this chametz of the mamnas? That's not even our discussion. What's our discussion? Our discussion is it called lacha vis-a-vis by Rabbi Matzi? That's the only subject for discussion. Is it called Shal HaYisrael Lagabe bin Oiva by Rabbi Matzi? In terms of real dinimamnas, nobody can care. We're not paskining anything else. We're not paskining who has the koach to sell this chametz. We're only paskining is who's over, is the Jew over by Rabbi Matzi or not? So you have two people who are vying for that opportunity to violate by Rabbi Matzi. Two people are fighting to the death. Who is the bailam on this vis-a-vis the lava by Rabbi Matzi? Is it the Jew or is it the goy? It's a joke. You know why? The goy is not even in the parsha for discussion of ownership of by Rabbi Matzi. You know why? Because last we checked, by Rabbi Matzi is not for the Shavnitz of Noach. So we don't care about the goy vis-a-vis by Rabbi Matzi. He's not even on the radar screen for discussion. The only one we're talking about is who? Who are we talking about? We're only talking about vis-a-vis the Jew. So vis-a-vis paskening up, Dover Gam, the Mom and the Gabi, by Rabbi Matze, there is no other party. There is no other Bailam here. There's no other player here. So the Ravid never said that you can't label somebody as a Dover Gam, the Mom and the Mom and Dome if you don't have full achrayas. He never said that. He said that when there's another party who's an equal share, who has an equal achrayas, or to some degree of achrayas, and you want to be mafkir his bailus, that you can't do. You can't be mafkir full bailus unless you are the sole davar gerlamam. But if there's no full bailus to be mafkir anyway, because the lach pachtu the gabi anybody else, because there's no one else in the running, so that even a 70% show of achrayas is good enough. And that's also a nichol in Rabbi Shimon. So there are two lachs in Rabbi Shimon, according to this Divya Cheskel. There's Rabbi Shimon 1, Rabbi Shimon 2. Rabbi Shimon just said that davar gerlamam is kibam. Achrayas can be called the amamanis. You want to know what degree of achrayas? So it ultimately depends on what you're going up against. If you're going against other people's interests, then you better show up with 100% achrayas. And that's the Ravid in B'mitzil Shem Kibetzis and Rafki. But if you're going against nobody, then you win with the 60 also. In Pesachim, there is nobody else going up for vying for interest because this is not a momentous discussion. This is about Rav Emotzeh. The guy is not even in the parasha. That's the second shah. Ga'inus, no? Ga'inus from the V'yicheskel. Then comes the V'yicheskel with a third possibility. It's chustal, we're in Slavatka today. Says in the V'yicheskel, Dover Germ Lamama, can be used in different venues, in different ways. That's what your starting point is. Sometimes my starting point is, I don't have any achrayas to give anything. My baseline is, I'm potter. I don't have to pay anybody anything. All of a sudden, something's been thrown at me. Something's about to happen that's going to create a davar gerem lamama that may end up being mechayev me to pay under certain circumstances. My baseline was potter, and was potter to proven chayev. So now, what's the proven chayev? What's the potential keveya to make me pay? A davar gerem lamama. That's one scenario. I didn't plug in the details yet. The other scenario is, the baseline is, I'm chayev to pay. Why am I chayev to pay? From Sheshem, I'm chayev to pay for 6 months ago. I didn't have to pay. Oh, what? I had the ability to get out of that chayev by handing you over something. And now that something is being questioned. And if that something, that poker disappears, I'm going to have to fall back on my original chayev from day one. Very esoteric concepts. Let's plug it in lullaby. Davar gerem lamama, the original Rabbi Shimon's Davar gerem lamama. What's the baseline? Before this animal even enters into our discussion, what's the baseline? Chayav apater. What's the answer? The minute the guy takes a neder, harei alai korban, he has a chayav to hekdesh. He is chayav $10,000 hekdesh. He must make sure something ends up in hekdesh. That's the baseline. Now what happens? Then he designates an animal. This is going to be the animal I'm going to use. And we come to the realization that the existence of this animal, if the animal's intact when hekdesh comes, that'll get him off the hook. The existence of this animal will free him up from having to pay his neder. This will be his fulfillment of his neder. So he's going to get off $1,000 by presenting this animal to the gizbar. It's ochen vei if something happens to the animal. Because if something happens to the animal, then he loses that opportunity to be potter himself. And what's he left with? What's the starting point? No?
Chiyuv.
He has his chiyuv. That's classic Davar Gur Lamam. That is the case of Rabbi Shimon of Davar Gur Lamam. Started out with a chiyuv. I want to try to use something to get me out of that chiyuv. And if that item disappears, I'm back to where I started from. That is not Shurner. The Chalal Marsha. Says the Bechesk Vadas Deravid, by a shomer, I'm watching an animal for you. Am I chayiv yet? Is my baseline chayiv? What's the answer? Why am I chayiv? Nothing happened yet. A shomer's not chayiv until the animal disappears, until the animal gets stolen, the animal dies. So kozman, nothing happened, I'm not chayiv yet. What are we trying to be done? We want to be done. Can we invoke Davar Gur Lamam to say that, well, if something happens to this animal, you will become chayav? That's a whole different type of Davar Gur Lamam. Davar Gur Lamam in Kochim was invoking a principle to potentially exempt you from a chayav mamon. Here, Davar Gur Lamam is being used to be mechayav in the first place. I want to use Davar Gur Lamam to give me a shame chayav in the first place. Says the Yechezkel, that was the chiddush. That Davar Gur Lamam, when there was no pre-existing chiyuv, there was nothing there to start with. So that's what the Rebbe is saying. That, well, you're not even chayiv all the time. You're not even going to be chayiv all the time. Half the time you're going to be potter. You're only a shun there. So if there's no chiyuv to begin with, this is not a Davar Gur Lamam. But if the chiyuv was there beforehand, like Kachim, that's a Davar Gur Lamam. So the Rebbe is not drawing an absolute difference between degrees. It's not so much a function of degrees. It's much more important, was there a chiyuv there, or was there no chiyuv there? That's the real distinction of the Rebbe. So by a shomer, there was no chiyuv. The horayah, there was no chiyuv there. Half the time you're having chayiv. By kachim horayah, there was a chiyuv there because you were chayiv already. So the degrees of am I chayiv all the time or not is not the sibas adava. What is it? No. It's the simon. When there's a total and complete obligation, that's a hochacha that the obligation existed beforehand. When it's very flaky, very iffy, and sometimes yes, sometimes no, that shows there's never really a chiyuv to start with. You want to create a chiyuv yesh me'ayin. If that's the case, what if I can find a scenario that there was a chiyuv beforehand? There was an absolute chiyuv beforehand. Total, complete chiyuv beforehand. That would be a prime candidate for a Davar Gur Lamam. Rabbi Yisai, Psochem of Hemet Beis, there was a chiyuv beforehand. And therefore, even though in the end you're not chayv all the time, not like Rashi and Taisa Bamazir, you're not chayv all the time. It doesn't matter. Since there was already a chiyuv that was no tzar, the game's over. That's called Davar Gur Lamam. So some of you may be wondering, what do you mean there was a chiyuv beforehand? Where was the chiyuv beforehand? What's the kasha? Isn't this a what? Isn't Psochem of Hemet Beis a what? A shomer? Isn't shomer a classic example where there was no chiyuv before? Aren't we talking in circles? The Bichas Til Shtichot Torah is beautiful, but it doesn't answer the kasha. It just puts us back where we started. If you're going to tell me that the difference is between Kotchim and Shomer, the difference is in one case there was a starting Chiyah before, and the other case there was no starting Chiyah before, but Shomer, Pesachim, Davim, and Beis, there was also no Chiyah before. It says in the Yechezkel, I don't understand the entire Gemara, Pesachim, Davim, and Beis. The guy gives you something to watch, and Hilcha Shomrim, if Parshas Mishpatim is Mechayev you, it's not true, there's no Din Mishmir between a Jew and a non-Jew. Kitin Ishra, Eyo, the whole Parshas Shmir doesn't apply between Jews and Goyim. So what's the Gemara Tumah? What's the Chiyah B'Chayis? We had a Machlekes 3 months ago. What's the Chiyah B'Chayis? Is it Shemachin or Shomer? It's none of the above. What is the Gemara talking about? Where's the Shomer? There is no Shomer. So says the Yechezkel Mitrachem Yechusha, obviously what the Gemara must have meant was that you entered into a new agreement. You signed a contract. You made an agreement with a non-Jew. You're going to be a Shom. You're going to pay like a Shom Echidim, Shom Ezechim. It's not Pashas Mishpatim that's Mechayev you. It's your personal agreement, and you and John Brown, you're going to be the Shomer. That's the Mechayev. Obviously, that's the case. Otherwise, there's no Shmir anyway. The regular Pashas Mishpatim doesn't apply between Jews and Goyim. It's only because you made it personal. It's Chavis Midas. You signed the contract with him to be Chayev. Know who says the Teres Kavim? Says the Yechezkel. But Medivah Mamurim, that a Shomer is not Chayev until when? Until the actual Hezek happens. That's Shmir Satoira. If you accepted that I'm going to be responsible, that Chiyuv kicks in now. Once I signed that document, once I agreed to this Hezek Midas, the Chiyuv kicks in now. This is not Shomer. The reason why Devragim, the moment, can moment only applies in Pesachim Davei, because it's not Shomer. It looks like Shomer. It says the word Pekadah. It's not Shomer. It can't be Shomer because it's Jews and Goyim. So since Al Karchoch, it's not real Shomer, it's a Hischavis Midas, it's much closer to which Sugya. Which Sugya Dovagur in the moment is Pesachim Davei closer to, and which is it further away from? It's closer to Kachim Shchavach Yusam. It's further away from Hamafkid. That's the Yechezkel second text. Also, Ge'enish and Ge'enish. So when all the dust settles, the Yechezkel says three Biurim in our Sugya. How does that Gemara claim to apply Devagram the Mammon of Rabbi Shimon if there's no full complete Achrayas? What happened? What happened to the Rav of Metzia? So answer number one is there is full Achrayas. Hacham Ha'eskina, he's a Shoel. Very, very difficult. Doesn't fit in most of Shoel. Answer number two is the Medivah Mammon that you need full Achrayas, that's when you're coming to Lafkiya, somebody else's Bibles, but here it's a Goy, and the Goy is, there's no Shaykh by Rav Metzia anyway. The Rabbi never really meant to say you need full achrayas. The Rabbi really meant to say is the difference between a pre-existing chiyuv versus a non-yet-existing chiyuv. And even though we would have thought that our Gemara is much closer to the bottle of Shomer, it can't be Shomer because it's going anyway. So it has to be, it's technically Shomer, but halachically it's closer to the model of Kachim, which is a pre-existing chiyuv, and therefore even a partial achrayas will be enough to declare Dabar Gavim Mokom. So you choose a Bechi Yivchar, but if you would have learned in Slobodki, you would have heard these three biurim. The advice is, we'll give just a quick Divrei Chizkiya, Divrei Zayiris, and then we'll have a Mincha. And then those who are able to stay for Mincha, please try if you can. After Mincha, we've been asked to take some of the Hillel.